And I think one of the cool things is you get a lot of artists that are just really, really true to themselves. Like, they don't really care what the genre tells them they have to do. They just do their... They write the music they want to write, and they do what they want to do. And it's kind of... Maybe it's the outlaw thing about country that's so fun, is they just don't care, and they do whatever they want.
Yeah. No, it's definitely enjoyable, too, coming to artists that just really change it up with pretty basic ideas of, like, more of the cowboy chord stuff, but they add finger-picking techniques, they add different stuff like that. Like, have you ever heard of Shaky Graves?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the guy comes on. I played some of him on the show before, but this guy pretty much comes on, self-taught finger-picking guitarist, like, has country and folk roots, has one foot on just a snare pedal, the other foot on a tambourine or a cymbal, and he just goes away with it, and it's almost like a one-man band vibe as well with it, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of artists like that. But so you wanted to play a song for us as well, so how about a little bit of background on what you're going to be playing for us?
Well, I guess to go off the storytelling idea, I'm going to play a song I wrote that's called Reaching for Sunshine. And I wrote it while I was walking along the waterfront, and kind of, I kept running into different homeless people and, like, that were all looking for change, looking for money. And then, like, along the same stretch, you see people who are incredibly well off. And I think the biggest thing for me was seeing these girls trying to do, like, an iPhone fashion photo shoot kind of thing, and just trying to crop this one guy out of their photos because, like, obviously didn't fit the aesthetic they were going for. And I thought that was a really powerful thing to see, and that it's crazy that Vancouver kind of has, in one corner, you can see the most affluent people and the poorest people
on
one spot. Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Cool. So, yeah, this one's Reaching for Sunshine.
Kindness might be worth it.
as much, so I'll keep reaching for sunshine, reaching for a smile. 'Cause I've run out of dollars, I've still got some love in my back pocket that's free enough, and it can't buy you coffee, but it might keep you a little warmer. Coffee, but it might give you a little hope tomorrow be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be
nice. It sounded awesome. I like that a lot. It's actually really funny that you mentioned that too. Like, just the entire background of that song, I really like. I was actually at first time. Have you been to the Cambie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's for the people outside of Vancouver, it's a really interesting place. It's a hostel, but also like a restaurant and bar. But it's at this place in town where the really nice neighborhood, a gas town, goes with East Hastings, kind of collides. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of that. A kind of like dynamic of people who are really like unfortunately marginalized, like colliding with people who are like very wealthy with like jobs down at like large places in Vancouver, which is really interesting to see there a lot. But I like that a lot. It was very Thank Vancouver you. And it was really, really relatable too, especially with like everything going on, especially in the city. But thank you for playing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. And Christine's going to be playing some more songs throughout the hour. We're going to hop back into some music. Right now, this is going to be Son of a Preacher Man by the Queen, Aretha Franklin. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I hope that you stay tuned. We got some more songs from Christina. And Christine, oh my God. All right, awesome. More songs from Christine. Please forgive me. In the meantime, I will be apologizing profusely. And here's some music.
From me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all of mine, learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we're growing.
is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. Bound to get you someday. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
And we are back. That right there was some nonstop, 3 different songs I played for you. There was Son of a Preacher Man by Aretha herself. After that was a great other Canadian band, The Bell Game with Wait Up For You. Definitely check out more of their stuff. And then after that was the First Lady of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, with one of her biggest hits, Funnel of Love. She's one of the first, actually, female artists that come out of the country scene and go full rockabilly with it. Like Elvis actually purportedly was the one that kind of groomed her to go for that, because she was singing country, and back then a lot of female country singers were just kind of expected to be the more run-of-the-mill, really sweet-sounding, pure-voiced country singers, which a lot of them have great talent, but she definitely was more cut out for rockabilly, so she really opened the door for a lot of other singers, female singers and other songwriters in that genre, which is pretty cool. And also her voice, like, when she gets up into the higher register, it just gets screechy and awesome and like really rock and roll. So it's awesome to play some of Wanda Jackson stuff. But right now we're back with Christine. We're talking.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. We were talking a little bit about some of her other influences and talking about the kind of the more specific feels of country itself. You were bringing up Sam Hunt.
Yeah, he's really new to country music. My friends will probably laugh that I brought him up because I think he's amazing. But I think one of the coolest things about him is the fact that he just doesn't care about whether or not he's, like, following exactly the traditional lines of country. Like, he's got so many different influences, and you can hear it in his music, and even though there's this thing in country music where people love to hate about whether or not you sound really country, or whether or not you're, like, a true country artist, he's playing it as his own thing and just doesn't care about whether or not everyone else thinks it's country enough or not. He just plays music, and he plays good music, and that's all that really matters, which I think is awesome. So, I don't know. I think for me, a lot of it is being really inspired by different artists that are really true to themselves. Like, Kit Moore sounds more country, but he is totally authentic to who he is. And, like, he's country and he's badass, but he's, like, totally authentic. And then you've got, like, on the female side, you've got girls like Casey Musgraves, who's a storyteller, which is awesome. And yeah, I think with country, it's just telling your own story and not caring what everyone else thinks about it, just whether it's good music or not.
Nice. Yeah, one artist that I really like, have you heard of Delta Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is like, it definitely isn't, like you were saying, not like absolutely cookie cutter, like the idea of pop country now, but it's very Southern Americana, but still very like, almost like older country beat to it. But she definitely deviates from it too and adds in a lot of modern instrumentation. But definitely look up Delta Ray, Bottom of the River, listeners back home, if you want to check out some really, really good stuff. But I think it's good, honestly, too, because even if you get flack from a musical group that, like, a genre that's kind of purist, it's like, oh, you have to do this, this, and that. Like, you have to have innovators no matter how, like, much, like, crap they're going to get from everybody else. Yeah. Or else it's not just going to stay the same for too long.
Oh, totally. And, like, people, I mean, on the flip side, people always hate on country for saying it all sounds the same. And it's like, there are certain people that want to stay that way. And then I think there are other really creative people that are pushing it the total opposite way and doing an awesome job of it. And just like branching out, like making the genre bigger and more appealing to everyone. Just cool.
Most definitely, yeah. And especially, I'm a big fan of a lot of the country offshoots too. Like, I love Southern rock, like Molly Hatchet, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and all that. It's like, you can't call them country by any means, but the country roots are in there. Like, you can't deny that. But you also wanted to play one more song for us today.
I did. I'm going to play one that I wrote kind of more recently, like in the last couple weeks. And I wanted to play this one just because, well, we were talking earlier about the way we write music. And I wrote this one while I was driving, basically. It was just a melody and lyrics that hit me, and like, I turn on the record on my phone and just like wrote it kind of that way and then put it to music.
This is so fantastic, kinda, multitasking.
Kind of like a driving song.
It's awesome. Let's hear it.
All right. This is one called Go On, by the way. I've been running down this road where I left so many hours ago, with my eyes I just can't wait.
awesome.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Well, awesome. More. Thank you very much for coming on and playing some songs for us.
Thank you. And for anyone who's actually in Vancouver, I'm playing on March 20th at Trees. That's on Friday.
That's March 20th, Friday at Trees?
Trees Organic Coffee. So it's on Granville downtown.
Awesome. Everybody better be there on the 20th, this Friday, at Trees. Thank you again very much for playing for us, Christine. Thank you. The rest of the music we're playing right now, we're hopping right into changing it up a little bit. This is Messiah One with actually a really good hip-hop artist. She's out of the Toronto area. And on this track, off of her Bootleg Culture album, RZA from Wu-Tang Clan is actually featured. So there's going to be some vulgar language coming up, but still very, very talented hip-hop. So hope you all keep on listening. Thank you very much again, Christine, for coming by. This is your host, Jed, on Crescendo at CITR 101.9. Hope everybody's having a great Sunday.
Bobby D.
Long silky dark hair, 3 carats in her ear, toe ring on a ring toe, make a brother wanna swing low. Birds give her the utmost, the birds get cut full. Y'all birds can't come close to my major major.
The sugar plum gin ache me deep like a virgin. Past lives dims, too many versions. Young fighter, smoking deep, pull back your lighter. Tell me love is cheap and you like to spend the night here. Took me to his chamber, to Tommy Matt we lay. Taste me in the place you shouldn't see a day. Make me make the faces, only you and 12 for full play. All this ill behavior might get us caught like OJ. Fading, brown skin, dark hair, riding them hips, pounding the ball with the Moe Bennett stares. Parting his lips, head rolls back, pose, hold it right there. Shashin, Shashin, yeah, you live right there. Sexy cape crusader, no man born a savior. Born alone, die alone, lovers and these haters. Major, major, lady snowblood with the death stare. I'm living proof by the gods we meant to be here. I be paying dues to head nods till we see clear. He said hold my hand, but I'd rather swing a saber. Shorty with the tan, Messiah first on paper. Abbott come my way, so I stop and thank the maker.
Long silky dark hair, 3 carats in her ear, toe ring on a ring toe, make a brother wanna swing low. Birds give her the utmost, the birds get cut full. Y'all birds can't come close to my major
base. Silky dark hair, 3 carats in the air, toe ring on a ring toe, make a brother swing low. Birds give her utmost, you herbs get the cutthroat. You small dick boys, y'all can't come close to my major major. She sting you like the phaser, then shock you like the taser. Slice you like the laser, burning up your papers, now you can't escape her. Oh, trapped in lust, you wanna. Why, oh, why, it's just human nature. Oh,
long silky dark hair, 3 carats in her ear, toe ring on a ring toe, make a brother wanna swing low. Birds give her the utmost, the birds get cut full. Y'all birds can't come close to my major major. Major, 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 major.
That right there was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering Iggy Pop and the Stooges' I Want to Be Your Dog. Before that was the great Ida Maria with her song Cherry Red. And before that was Major Messiah with Messiah One featuring RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. Definitely check out more of Ida Maria's stuff. She has some really good new kind of more straight rock and roll, some blues and jazz influences there as well. Just a lot of really fun upbeat music. Joan Jett, well, you know, one of the goddesses of rock herself. And coming up next, just going to be a straight block of music. Just going to be coming into... give some specification on what tunes you are listening to. But coming up next, I'm going to be playing, getting a little heavier now. This is songs called Nitroglycerin by The Gorries, a great Rust Belt from like Detroit area, 80s, 90s garage rock band. Really kind of defining the idea of more blues rock influences, because it's definitely some straight blue, old blues rock from the 60s feel with more kind of punk feel as well, just with the aggression and how much energy they put into it. But without further ado, here is Nitroglycerin by The Gorries. You're listening to CITR 101.9 with your host, Jed. And we're back for just a little bit. Right now, we have just listened to Nitroglycerin by the Gorries, and before that was I Want to Be Your Dog by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Coming up next, we're going to be featuring the sounds of three actual, mostly female-led punk groups, all from the Vancouver area. I've played a bunch of them before, but can't get enough of them. This right now, the last three songs of today is going to be Miska by Eating Out, then Drown with the Monster by White Lung, and then Swim by New Sensei. I actually got a chance to see White Lung live recently. Fantastic group, really good sound dynamics in general. They have a punk vibe, but at the same time, the lead singer is very... the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac, that whose name escapes me, point being she has really, really great stage presence, almost angelic looking, but like kind of the flowy like dress and everything, but still looks really kind of punk and goth too. So it has this really like dark like beauty to like just the sound in general. And it's a really cool, different kind of take on punk in general. But also, if you haven't yet, definitely check out all the Vancouver punk scene has to offer. There's some really great artists out there. But now to finish up the hour, here is Misaki by Eating Out, Drown with the Monster by White Lung, and Swim by New Sensei. Hope to hear that you guys are all listening up next week and the weeks to come. And after this is going to be More Than Human with the host Gareth. So you should definitely check it out for some great new experimental electronic stuff. So I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. This is Jed, the host of Crescendo, signing off. Yeah.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Magnetic tape offers numerous creative possibilities.
Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's show.
The music you are listening to is completely electronic. Nearly everyone you know cooks electrically or will.
9, 50, 51, 52, 53.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Hello everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver in Canada. My name is Gareth Moses, and this is a brand new edition of More Than Human, your weekly roundup of all things synthesized and beaty. On tonight's show, tons of fresh tracks. We've got some Steve Moore, Pearson Sound, Wax Stag, and lots more. I think we'll begin proceedings, though, with